Grizzly bear human encounters have increased in the past decade. After a fatal attack, one community decided to become better prepared to respond to animal attacks in the backcountry. Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska has that story.
You know, it all began with an incident that we had 2 years ago where we had an outfitter and his client that were involved in a grizzly attack.
That's Teton County Sheriff Matt Carr, who says his office was notified by the client who had fled the scene.
We knew the guide had been attacked. We were losing daylight. It was trying to decide how do we safely insert a team into this situation, knowing that there's been an attack, that there are grizzlies.
Carr says search and rescue was able to find the client, but by that time it was dark, a situation made more dangerous by the presence of a grizzly sow and a cub or two. So they decided to hold off till the next light to try to find the outfitter. He was found the next day, dead.
Oh, it was just trying to think of the best scenario on the fly. It was nothing that we had planned for.
Carr says during the incident review, they realized search and rescue has response plans for all different situations.
We have a swift water response plan. We have an avalanche rescue plan. We have a cave rescue response plan. So why not look at this, because it's an incident that seems to be happening on a, unfortunately, more regular basis with these encounters. We should look at it from that approach.
That approach was the decision to create a specialized response team just for animal attacks in the backcountry. AJ Wheeler is one of the search and rescue volunteers.
We are a team within the team, which is not the normal paradigm for Teton County Search and Rescue. We generally try to train all of our rescuers in every discipline. Because of the specialized nature of this team, it is a limited selection.
15 volunteers made up of Wyoming Game and Fish, search and rescue members, and sheriff officers had to go through physical, firearm, and animal behavior training.
We are constantly training our fitness, so we're all expected to keep our fitness up. We've had trainings with Wyoming Game and Fish on animal behavior and how to stay away from aggressive animals, but identifying animal attack patterns and those kinds of things.
With the goal of reaching the individual as quickly as possible in order to try to save their life. In addition to identifying animal attack patterns, Wyoming Game and Fish's Brian DeBolt says the team has been taught how to prepare the scene for an investigation.
Kind of things to look for to determine what the cause of the attack may have been. Again, is it just a normal defensive attack, which is most common? And why? You know, are there cubs present? Is there some sort of food source present? All these things that they need to be aware of as to what may have provoked this attack.
Not only does this help the team provide information for a game and fish investigation, but first responders are better aware of the situation they are walking into.
And these are the things you need to be aware of and be on the lookout for so you don't put yourself in a dangerous situation and we don't have an additional victim, one of the first responders. We don't want those folks to end up a victim as well.
As more people are recreating in the backcountry, it could lead to more encounters with wildlife. This year alone has seen a high increase of human grizzly bear encounters, none fatal so far. But AJ Wheeler says usually hunting season is when these type of encounters are most likely to occur.
And just the nature of hunters and where hunters are, we definitely see an uptick in animal encounters. And that's really the area that we're looking to be able to deploy this team to protect our teammates who are, you know, performing the search and rescue function.
Wheeler says only time will tell if their new approach pays off. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Camila Kudelska at the Center of the West in Cody.